This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. In addition to that meeting with China's president that Sabree mentioned earlier, President Biden had some long overdue electronic FaceTime with tribal leaders today. The White House Tribal Nations Summit convened for the first time since the Obama years. One big economic issue on the agenda for the two-day event is tribal health care and how decades of underinvestment in the federal Indian Health Service made tribal communities especially vulnerable during the pandemic. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
During his opening remarks at the Tribal Nations Summit, President Biden acknowledged the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on tribal communities.
Native Americans contracted the virus at over three times the rate of white Americans, nearly twice the rate of lives lost.
That's due in part to high rates of pre-existing illnesses among Native people. In a roundtable, Chairman Amber Torres of the Walker River Paiute Tribe said many of those illnesses were preventable.
As a tribal leader, our requests continue to be the same for the past 20 years, such as full funding for IHS.
That's the Indian Health Service, the federal agency that delivers health care to Native Americans. The House Appropriations Committee has proposed boosting the Indian Health Service's 2022 budget from $6.2 to $8.1 billion. That's still a fraction of the $48 billion that tribal leaders say it would actually take to meet their community's health care needs.
I truly feel that if these requests had been honored, Indian country would have been better prepared for COVID-19 pandemic.
Cheryl Andrews-Maltese chairs the Aquinnah-Wampanoag Tribal Council. She wants to see more accurate collection of health data related to Native people. She says it's been hard to know how many urban tribal members have been vaccinated, since non-tribal healthcare providers haven't been tracking it.
They weren't asking whether people were members of a federally recognized tribe.
Another problem that she says needs federal attention, boosting the number of Indian healthcare centers in cities.
For tribal members that live outside of our reservation areas.
That describes most Indigenous people in this country, according to the IHS. But less than 1% of the agency's budget goes to urban Indian healthcare. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.